Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
You know, on the baseball standpoint, we could have been better last weekend. I can't say I'm extremely surprised, but in general, man, life's good, man. You know, we're not going to spend much talking about it because this is a baseball podcast. But if you keep up with sports, you know why life is good right now.
Absolutely, man. I obviously hate to see that as a fan perspective from my point, but I know you. Well, we'll talk about that more on the basketball episode later. But baseball wise, can't really complain. You get a big series win at home against Oklahoma when you can even go as far as saying you probably should have swept them, but you don't, and you find a way to bounce back and win on Sunday. Did go down one more game in the Pick'em series just because Army Vanderbilt didn't want to show up this weekend at all. I thought maybe they had a chance to get one back there, but you know, we're 3 weeks in or 3 weeks into the season and I'm three down. So only way we can go up. Well, not necessarily. We can still go down, but the only way to go is up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I did expect Vanderbilt to at least take one this pack week. And I'm drawing a blank on the transfer's name, but Arkansas had a transfer from Vanderbilt this year who's on Arkansas's team this year who hit three home runs this weekend, and he hit three all last year playing for Vanderbilt. So, you know, I guess Arkansas is knowing how to getting out of them because, you know, Tim Corbett, we think pitching, but they're always can swing it too. But I mean, Arkansas just came up there and kind of made them like it. I mean, they beat it to them. They made it like a, in the way of old Fluff, like a renegade goat.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was five sweeps this past weekend, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Five sweeps with, hey, but you know, I mean, Tennessee, South Carolina. South Carolina played those games fairly close. You know, I don't want to say Tennessee was ever really, really threatened, but, you know, they were all two or three run ball games kind of thing, or at least two or three of them were. You know, Auburn was in the same boat. Auburn was in the same boat, blew a two-run lead in the top of the 10th, and didn't get an out. That's typical Auburn fashion. Very Auburn fashionable right there. You know, you already lost the series, but that would have been a huge win to look at. You know, 5-4 is a lot different than 4-5
right now
kind of thing. And, you know, Georgia can swing it. Georgia can swing it with the best. They're really good kind of thing. But Auburn did a lot to help them out. On Friday – I guess it had been Thursday. No, it was Friday night because we played doubleheader on Saturday. So they did some Auburn had eight runners in scoring position in the first three innings, and none of them scored. So two innings, they had bases loaded, and another inning they had second and third. And – both bases loaded times was less than two out, and we didn't get a run. None of them times. And then we gave up two run bombs. So, like, other than two pitches, I mean, you can't complain from your pitching staff. Like, going to Georgia, if you hold them to four runs in the game, you expect to win that ball game.
Yeah, 100%. I know I even texted you, I think, on Saturday, just talking about how, you know, both of our weaknesses for our teams are definitely the arms. And you just – Georgia, you know, teams like Georgia, LSU, Tennessee, they're already good enough. They don't need your help. And when you help them out by, you know, nipping corners and not throwing strikes, and you give them free passes and let them go ahead and get ahead in the count or get a runner on, and, you know, good teams are going to do things with that. You know, you don't want to help them out because they're already good enough. They don't need your help. I think one of the biggest storylines this weekend definitely comes from that Kentucky A&M game on Sunday, right? When Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Delays, you know, keep stalling that way that, you know, they're going to win that way because you can't start that, you know, you can't start play after that certain time, which I think is crazy. You know, you can't start an inning after a certain time, which, you know, I understand to an extent, but, you know, I even think about Alabama A&M a couple weeks ago when they started that game at 4 o'clock on it. So if you can start a game that late, I feel like you can play later.
I mean, I guess I understand logistically travel. You know, Kentucky to College Station in Lexington's a little farther than some others. Like, you know, Auburn to Athens, Georgia, but Tuscaloosa to Starkville, Tuscaloosa to Oxford, you know, Vanderbilt to Tennessee. Those games, logistics, you know, you're riding a bus anyways. Doesn't really matter kind of thing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So it's tough to not to – it makes sense for like a Florida trying to travel out there to Oklahoma. They got flights to catch, this kind of stuff. So but you can't just have a rule just for certain situations. Like, it's got to be, you know. And I do I don't, let me say this. I would be highly upset if somebody did that to Auburn, but I would not be upset if Auburn did that to somebody else.
Fair.
Especially if it's to take a series versus, let's just say, Tennessee, LSU, right. Arkansas. If it came to that, but we'll go ahead. I'm going to go out there. We're going to go take pitcher out. Then we go up there. Time, talk to him again. Catcher, every other batter's coming out there to talk. And we're just going to wait this sucker out.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it sucks if it happens to you, but you don't necessarily hate it, you know, if you do it to somebody else. And that's just, I think that's just the crazy part about it is there was really nothing A&M could do. They just kind of got themselves put in a bind. But I think another one that kind of shocked me was, or not necessarily shocked me because we picked it, but Ole Miss over Florida. That was just a heck of a series. You know, I know Ole Miss was down 4-3 on the second.
Yeah, they were down, I think, 3. I think the kid hit a 3-run jack. And that's, it was either a 2-run jack or a 3-run jack. And he got all fired up, and that was not taken well.
No. And then, you know, Ole Miss came back and showed why you might not should celebrate too early. And, you know, they take 2 out of 3, and then LSU just kind of dominated State on the last game. But the first two games, State was right in there. I know they were up, I think, into the 6th on Thursday night. And then, you know, Oklahoma and Alabama were back and forth.
Friday night, State had bases loaded with either 1 or 2 outs, and they get no runs, and they end up losing by 1 or 2.
Of course they did.
And so, you know, it is what it is. You know, and I said last episode, I think we were going to start to really see after this week. It was already there. It was already forming. But if you just look at the records, it just continues to, like, you start to see them tiers. And I'm pretty sure it was baseball last year where we basically did it by tiers because it was so hard to tell from the top teams to the bottom teams. But, I mean, you look through – and honestly, I don't really want to consider Kentucky in that quintile that you could probably say 7 through 10 in our power rankings right now. But because of their record, they're a lot closer to that 7-10 mark than they are to that 16. And that's, and you know, that 12 to 16 range. So, you know, we'll see how this week goes. There's some series where, one, there could be a little bit of changes in the middle, but two, the bottom teams could keep falling even farther.
Yeah, I think one to look at this weekend is going to be who's going to step up out of South Carolina.
100%. 100%. This is playing. You're basically going ahead and playing for your postseason right now. You're getting pretty close. I think the winner of this series is probably going to be in. The loser's probably not right now. If you would put the money, if you were making regionals today, which you're not, you're not. Yes. But and then, I mean, all eyes are going to be at Texas. So
Georgia, Texas is going to be one that it's going to obviously, I think, determine who the best team in the conference is. Because right now we have them at 1 and 2 in the power, or well, 2 and 3 in the power.
2 and 3. Yeah. So,
you know, I mean, if you were to look at this from a preseason SEC rankings, you would have A&M at Tennessee would be one that you're also looking at. But with how A&M's played so far, I mean, this game, I don't think anybody expects A&M to probably take a game with how they've been playing. You know, wouldn't be shocked if they get swept off the ground. But we're going to jump into the power rankings for this week. At 16, we have Mizzou, who's 0-9, still the only team that hasn't won a conference game this year. Texas just kind of went in there and dominated against them. At 15, we have Texas A&M, who's 1-8, did lose a series against Kentucky. And then at 14, we have State, who's 1-8. Got swept by LSU. And then at 13, we have South Carolina, who's 1-8, who also got swept by Tennessee this weekend.
Yep. 12 is Florida. And Florida was, you know, Florida's far. We talked about it a little bit. 1-8. Who would have thought? Not me, that's for sure. But they're kind of playing bottom of the tier, and they better start playing better than they're going to be sitting on the couch when it comes to, I guess, June, you could say. 11's Kentucky at 4-5. They're 4-5 record, but, you know, I will say record's not all that comes into our power rankings kind of thing. So there's a little good divide right here between 11 and 12 based off record standpoint, but I would definitely, you know, Kentucky is not that great a team, in my opinion, right now. I mean, getting one from Georgia, can't complain there. You took one from Auburn, and then you go win a series with A&M. Like, you get at A&M, it's pretty impressive, I guess, no matter how bad they are. But it's a series that if it was in Lexington right now, I don't think nobody would have beat an eye, honestly, kind of thing right now. So we have them at 11. 10 is Vandy. Vandy 4-5 after getting swept at Arkansas. Tough week. or at home versus Arkansas. So that's a tough week. And then 9 is Auburn, who got swept at Georgia. Like, you know, another tough situation.
Yeah. At 8, we have Ole Miss, who comes off of, or at 6-3, who comes off of a big series win at home against Florida. Won games 1 and 2, and then, you know, don't want to say slacked off in game 3, but you don't worry about it necessarily as much, right? And then at 7, we have Oklahoma, who's 5-4, coming off of a series loss at Alabama. That was just a, you know, lose game 1, win game 2, lose game 3. And then at 6, we have Alabama, who's 6-3 after winning the series against Oklahoma. You know, Alabama looked, bullpen looks like they need a little bit of help. So, yeah, we'll have to see how that works out this weekend at Auburn. And then at 5, we have LSU, who's 7-2 after a very big series sweep at home against State. And, man, they just, there were those games where a couple of game times that I think they were down to State and then just found their way back. And then that late start on Saturday night, winning 17-8, just kind of dominated that game.
Yep. And then 4 is Arkansas. You know, Arkansas going to sweep at Vandy. That's impressive. No matter how good Vandy is, that's impressive going to win up there, especially with that stupid Whistler up there in the stand driving everybody crazy right there. 3 is Texas. You know, Texas continues to impress going out there. Scored a lot of runs at Missouri, just like everybody else has. 2, Georgia. Yep, looked good versus Auburn. And we had them 2 last week. They ain't done nothing to drop down, that's for sure. And then 1, Tennessee. Same thing as last week, man. Just dominating South. Well, not necessarily dominating South Carolina, but taking care of business versus South Carolina in the sweep and still looking like one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah. I would probably say maybe the best team in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, I think 1 through 3 are your best 3 teams in the country in the SEC and our power ranking. Like, I think there's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, you can even say top 4 maybe.
Yeah. Arkansas. And then maybe you throw Florida State or somebody in there at 5 or something like that. But for sure, I mean, if you look at, you know, D1's rankings, you got 1, 2, 3, 5 is Texas, 7 LSU, 8 Alabama, and then you have Ole Miss at 9. I think Oklahoma's 10, and then you have Auburn at 16 and Vanderbilt at 23. I mean,
yeah, 12. 12 out of 25. So, I mean, that's kind of insane. Just shows you how deep the league is. But also going into last week, you got the weekend results. Wells went 7-1 and I went 6-2. And that puts our overall season results as Wells as 19-5 in picking the series, and I'm 16-8. So, he's got 3 up on me. So, we'll see if I can maybe get one back this week. I doubt it, but we'll see about it. We'll probably have one different one at least. All right. Well, to start them off, we'll have, as always, we'll have at least two Thursday to Saturday series. So the first one is Thursday series is number 9 Ole Miss, who's 21-6, 6-3 in conference play, at Kentucky, who's 17-9, 4-5 in conference play. Who you got?
I'm going to take Ole Miss. I am going to take Ole Miss. You know, we haven't really seen them play really on the road yet. I mean, I guess you consider that. I think Missouri was on the road. I'm pretty sure the Missouri series was on the road, but I almost don't want to count that against, you know, on the, like, you're really on the road kind of thing. So I'm interested to see how they go in Lexington. Now, granted, Ole Miss's schedule has been really favorable so far. I mean, really favorable right now. I mean, your first two roads are Kentucky and Missouri. So we'll see. But I think I do think if they, you know, go up there and take care of business this weekend, that we can start talking them toward in the tier with some of the other good teams. But Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ole Miss as well. You know, really kind of want to lean the home team right here, just kind of after a series win at A&M. But I'm going to have to go with Ole Miss and just how they looked against a good Florida team who's better than that 1-8 shows. I think they are. They just kind of ran into a tough little slate to start it off. So I'm going to go Ole Miss. All right, and the next one is number 7 LSU, is 26-3, 7-2 in conference play, at number 10 Oklahoma, who's 22-5, 5-4 in conference play. I'm going to go LSU on the road. Oklahoma is a good, pretty good, solid baseball team. Also, did not know that there were Witherspoon brothers. So the guy that threw Friday night, his brother threw Sunday, and they both wear 25 and 26, and they look identical. I was like, how is he back out throwing already? But, you know, I was mistaken. But Oklahoma's not a bad baseball team at all. Pretty good. Came in to, you know, won their first series on the road at South Carolina, and then coming to Tuscaloosa and had a chance to really win all 3. So, but I'm going to go LSU in the experience on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU as well. It's kind of interesting that they give them 2 Thursday through Saturday series in a row, you know, with Mississippi State series being Thursday through Saturday last weekend. I do like LSU. I mean, if you go as far as going on the road in the SEC play, they went to Texas and put up a good showing, and I do think Texas is better than Oklahoma. And you know, you're talking about Oklahoma being a really good baseball team. People forget Oklahoma played for the Ole Miss in the national championship game 3 years ago now. It's like this is a program that has success, and so I do think they're going to be pretty good. But I think this is going to be a 2-1, and I could see it going either way. But I'm going to go with LSU. All right, jumping on into the Friday, April 4th through Sunday, April 7th series. The first one we have on the spreadsheet right here is number 23, Vanderbilt, 20-8, 4-5 in conference play at Florida. Florida is 19-11, 1-8 in conference play. Who are you going to go with, Jacob?
I'm going to go.
That's tough.
I know it is tough. I just don't know if I trust Florida's pitching staff enough. I really want to go Florida at home. But I think I might have to go Vanderbilt on the road. I just don't know if I can trust Florida's arms enough to get it done, whether it's at home or on the road. So I'm going to go Vanderbilt.
Yeah, this is one when I was making the spreadsheet, I was going back and forth on, you know, Florida at home kind of thing. That last time they were at home, they got swept. And Georgia's a lot better than Vanderbilt, in my opinion. But, you know, let's look at the trends just a little bit. And I'm going to take Vanderbilt as well. Now, coming off a sweep versus Arkansas kind of scares me. Kind of scares me a lot. But I am going to just rock with Tim Corbin. And I'm going to say Vanderbilt goes and gets a road series win.
Yeah, who does Vanderbilt play in the midweek? Let's see, or do they play one?
I'm sure they do. That brings me to all these records we're reading. We're recording Tuesday afternoon before any of the Tuesday games, and I'm pretty sure Missouri has a Wednesday night game versus Arkansas Pine Bluff. So all these records you're hearing are pre-midweek games. So
Andy plays a very, very, very good
Western Kentucky team. Yep, I did see that today. I should remember that because they're talking about, you know, Western Kentucky. They're like 27-3. There's a chance you get a Bowling Green regional, and this was very big for their schedule. A lot of people were saying so. All right, jumping into another game, I guess. A&M 13-14, 1-8 at number one Tennessee. Tennessee is 26-2, 8-1 in conference play, and I'm taking Tennessee. I mean, I don't really have much to say right here at home, you know. People can say Mickey Mouse ballpark all you want, but when you hit it 500 feet, it don't matter what ballpark you're in unless you're playing at like Polo Grounds or something like that. Don't even be the show kind of thing. So give me Tennessee, and I'm not sure this series is going to be close.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee. I can probably be very confident that they're going to sweep. I just don't know if they're going to be close. And we'll have A&M possibly being 1-11. Which I think that's more likely than them taking one.
I agree.
So yeah, it's gonna be a tough series, tough weekend for A&M. So I'm gonna go Tennessee. All right, and the next game or the next series is the Iron Bowl of baseball. Number 8 Alabama, who's 25-4, 6-3, at number 16 Auburn, who's 20-8. 4-5. Now, Wells and I were supposed to be in attendance for this one, but Wells has other priorities such as the Final Four, which is completely understandable. So we will not be in attendance for this one, but who are you going to go with?
Give me the Tigers, man. And honestly, I'm not confident in the pick. I'm not confident in the pick at all. But, you know, why not? Why not? You know, I have been, in my opinion, pretty impartial when it comes to picking against Auburn. Like, if I do think Auburn's going to lose, I'm going to pick against Auburn kind of thing. I've done that all the time in football. I even said until Auburn wins, we're not picking them kind of thing. So I'm not going to be a homer, but the rivalry runs deep. And I think Auburn can beat Alabama. I really do kind of thing. And I probably would go with – I wouldn't be as much of a homer if the series was in Tuscaloosa, but I will say this. I am a little bit worried that some of the Alabama fans will take over Plainsman Park because I think a lot of your Auburn, big, true Auburn fans are going to be in San Antonio. So that kind of worries me a little bit. I hope it's not the case. Hopefully we keep them out of their premium seating and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, War Eagle, give me Auburn.
Yeah. I 100% can see Auburn taking this series. Wouldn't be shocked at all. I do think it's going to be 2-1. I don't think anybody sweeps anybody, but I'm going to go Alabama. I kind of have to at this point. It feels like, you know, Auburn did win the series last year, and we were there at the ballpark until about midnight.
That's a fun series.
I mean, what a fun series, man. Just Alabama was down a lot and then came back.
Like 9. Yeah. Oh, no, it was, I think it was 10. Yeah. I think it was 10 because I think you're one out from getting run rolled.
Lost 12-11 because we came back. Mm-hmm. And after the game, I get the ball from Rob, which was, you know, pretty cool moment right there. But, you know, getting to sit down there at the seats after the rain delay, nobody comes back. And we're getting to hang out down there. But
there's also a photo win of us going around when Kay Blue hit his home run in game one. And all of us are just sitting there, mouth open, because he hit it about 575, it felt like, off the bat. And that was a great game, too.
Yeah.
I think that was a 2-run game or something like that. And then, like you said, you know, the comeback, almost comeback on Saturday. And then I think Sunday, Actually, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday because it was the last series. But then I think Saturday, Bama kind of was able to score a good bit on Auburn kind of thing. But it was I couldn't ask for any better as an Auburn fan.
Yeah, it was a fun series all around. But I think this year I'm going to go Alabama to try and get some, I guess you can call it, revenge on the road. So, all right, and then the next series is South Carolina, who's 17-12, 1-8 in conference play, at Mississippi State, who's 16-12, 1-8 in conference play. I'm going to take State.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get it done at home. South Carolina, I think, has a chance to come in and win it. I'm confident, I think, in State on Friday with Pico Khan. After that, I don't know. So, but we'll go State to win it at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take State home. And this could be another one of if it was at South Carolina, I might take South Carolina. So I am going to take Mississippi State at home. As long as their fans show up, and I think they will, because they're it's special over there at Starkville. I'll go ahead and admit that for baseball. Like, they do it better than anybody else in the country, maybe outside of LSU, but I still think State's got a little bit of an edge kind of thing right now. So I'm going to respect Dubinoe. I do think that if the Ole Miss loses this series right here, that seat is scorching. It's scorching hot because they have not really been any kind of competitive since they won the national championship game going on 4 years ago now. And you have three non-competitive series at Mississippi State, and you're going to be showing the door
for sure. I think he's 100% on that hot seat. I think he's close to, I think he's almost standing up. It's getting so hot.
All right, now we got number three Georgia, 28-2, 1-8, at number five Texas. Texas is 23-3, 8-1 in conference play. No doubt the series of the week, definitely probably the series of the nation country right now. And Jacob, who wins that series?
Oh man, I think it could go, I 100% think it could go either way. I think you're gonna have a 2-1, nobody sweeps. I think you're gonna see, oh man, I don't know. It's a really tough one just because they're both so good. They both can swing it. But I'm gonna go, the last time Georgia went to Texas, I think Georgia won the football game, right?
Yes, because that's when Texas fans threw the trash on the water bottles on the field. And I don't think they went in basketball. I think Texas went there in basketball.
Goodness. I'm gonna go Texas solely because at home in the atmosphere, obviously it looks like they're beatable because LSU did beat them, but they bounced back and won the series. So I'm gonna go Texas, and I was thinking about Georgia, but I didn't want to counteract that Alabama Auburn pick. So I'm gonna go Texas.
Yeah, I guess Jacob just spoiled a little bit. I already have Texas down on the spreadsheet. I'm gonna take Texas. You know, Slosh is very familiar with the SEC. I mean, he's been there, being at A&M before. It's not like Texas first year in the SEC. So while some of his players might not be as familiar with Georgia's Slosh is kind of thing, so I think that will help him. I do. Like you said, the home atmosphere. And I saw Georgia last weekend, and their arms were fine. I said earlier they held Auburn to not get eight runners on base and not give them a run, but there was a lot of free passes. Georgia walked a lot of guys. And I think if you do that on the road, especially a top five team in the country, you're going to get punished. So they're going to have to clean that up. Now, they can definitely swing it just as well. They can hit as many runs as Texas scores. Georgia can do it just as well. But because I saw a little bit in their pitching, free passes last weekend, that kind of scares me a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Longhorns. All right. And then our final series is Missouri. 9-17, 0-9 in conference play versus number two Arkansas. Arkansas is 26-3, 1-8 in conference play, and I don't think much of us.
They're not 1-8; they're 8-1.
8-1. 8-1 in conference play. I'm sorry for none of the Arkansas fans that listen, because I'm sure we got not a single Arkansas fan that listens to this. But they are 8-1 in conference play, and I don't think me and Jacob got much to say on this one. Give me Arkansas.
Yeah. Give me Arkansas. Yeah, Arkansas. I think Arkansas does it.
All right. Well, that concludes this week. I guess we'll go ahead and jump into our sweepers. Jacob is on an impressive run right now, 3-0. He was able to get the Missouri swept by Texas last weekend. And because last weekend he got Missouri, this means this week it's me. I get to take Missouri getting swept. And I'm sure because they haven't won a game at all. And, maybe you have a little bit of a rivalry between Arkansas and Missouri that Arkansas will probably not sweep Missouri. But I got to take them until Missouri wins a game. Until Missouri wins a game, I think you're just going to see us rotating back and forth. So I got Missouri sweeping Arkansas. Arkansas sweeping Missouri.
I mean, Wells is high on Missouri this week. Let's put it that way. This is a tough week. I think the only one outside of this one that makes sense is going to be Tennessee to sweep A&M. That's probably the one I'm going to lean. Wouldn't be shocked if A&M finds a way to go in there and wins the series this weekend at this point. But I think Tennessee is the best team in the country. And I think they'll be 11-1 after this weekend. So that's what I'm going to pick, Tennessee to sweep A&M.
After I guess after last week's game, well, technically speaking, you know, a third of the season with 10 week or with 10 weekends is 3.3. But you can basically say we're at a third of the way done with the SEC play already. So it's going by pretty fast, Jacob. And we were talking earlier today with the on three predictions, and it was just insane. Nine host, 12 in with Vanderbilt, Florida, and Kentucky. You know. Being in, and then you had Mississippi State as the first four out, and South Carolina as the next four out. I mean, it's just insane how deep the conference is right now.
Oh, you see Auburn traveling?
No, Auburn would be hosting. They have Auburn as the 14 seed, and of course, you know, our 2 seed is Dallas Baptist, and our 3 seed is Kansas, who's been getting a lot of tracks this year. It was atrocious, but you know, 14 seed, like, you know, you expect to get, I guess, if you do the math, you know, 16, 17, 15, 18, 14. 19. So, like, you expect to get a good 2 seed kind of thing right there. And I mean, if you don't like it, play better. I mean, win more games. It's that simple kind of thing. Bama was at the 5. And so that means host and super host if they are able to come out of their own region, which, and then matching up with Ole Miss, too. A team that, you know, honestly, I think Bama matches up pretty well right now. Of course, I mean, Bianco has a lot of postseason experience. You know, I think the year they went to Southern Miss's region and I think swept through it kind of thing. So they've done it before. They know how to win in the postseason. So it'll be interesting to see how Bama, you know, how that goes kind of thing.
And the, you know, if that happens, we're such great people. Because we have a wedding that we have to be in during that weekend, and we'll both be gone, and we'll both be at the wedding, definitely watching the baseball games. But you know, that it's just crazy just to see how far both of these baseball teams have come now, hosting regionals, and you know, make potentially talking about what Omaha would look like. Alabama doesn't know what it looks like in this century, but you know, is what it is. but you know, it is a little painful, but. It'll definitely be nice to get a chance to host a super regional if you can host a regional in the top eight and then win it.
Note to all our listeners: do not have weddings on regional and super regional days. I mean, think of all the other Saturdays that's not including basketball season or football Saturdays, and it can't be in there in the middle of the summer because it's too hot. So, you know, you got all them Saturdays in like early April and March that you can have your weddings. Just keep it away from the major sports holiday or sports weekends.
Well, regardless, we will be in attendance for that.
And so, absolutely.
Supporting a new married couple while supporting our baseball team. So you can do both at the same time.
Probably yelling, you know, have it on your phone or something, standing up there. Auburn gets walked off, or Bama gets walked off, and just start get crashing out up there, out in the way.
Absolutely object. You know, object, or that happened at the wrong time, you object, and then you got to deal with all that stuff later. That's a couple months from now, so we'll both probably be
lose every game on the after this weekend. We all lose all the way out.
Yeah, we'll lose all the way out, and we won't even have to worry about that. So, I think that's going to wrap up episode 4 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week.